Singer-songwriter Priscilla Ahn is regularly featured in the gossip pages of Korean newspapers, even though she lives in L.A. and has only been to Korea a few times in her life. Not that she minds, though. She'd tell you her life is actually pretty boring. But she is quite possibly the first Korean-American singer-songwriter to land a major record label deal. You're hearing the title track from her new record. It's called When You Grow Up. And when Priscilla Ahn stopped by the other day to talk about the new record, she described what seemed to her as an otherwise ordinary upbringing.
Growing up sort of in a multicultural family, I never really felt, you know, that I was different, even though I was, from most of the kids in my school, which it was a predominantly white high school that I went to. But especially with music, I try to just approach it as, you know, as an equal. I mean, because even just being a female, you know, you can sort of go into the business being like, I'm a young female, I need to, you know, stick up for this and that. And right. I try not to think about that stuff too much.
This is your second record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so audiences are still meeting you. You're still introducing yourself to a growing audience. But I think a lot of people would may be familiar with this track. It's called Dream. It's actually from your last album, your first mm-hmm. album. And it was on an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Let me play it.
Long walks in the dark through woods grown behind the park. I asked God who I'm supposed to be. Star smiled down at me. God answered in silent reverie. I said a prayer and fell asleep. I had a dream.
When this song was featured on Grey's Anatomy, what happened? Did people sort of contact you overnight?
I don't remember it actually being like that, actually. I knew it was a big deal because, you know, songs got featured on Grey's Anatomy, like, good things happened. That song has been used so much, I feel like, ever since then on numerous television and film things. And, I never expected that this song would turn out to be such a hit.
On this record, your new record, you co-wrote most of the songs, or is it all the songs, I think, right?
It's about half and half.
You sing them, obviously, but you also play guitar, banjo, auto harp, piano, organ, keyboards. I'm assuming not all at once.
No. Right. Yeah, you know, unless it's an L.A. show where everything's sort of here, just for the sake of traveling with all those things, I pretty much keep it, you know, to guitar and, like, keyboard. I simplify it.
Let's hear a track off the new record. This one's called Ooh La La.
What if you took the long way down to your favorite cafe on the east side of town, and you got stuck at the light, so you turned down a side street that you couldn't drive down, 'cause it's a Saturday swap meet. Ooh La La.
There's a real kind of whimsical quality to this song and the sound of the song. Can you tell me what it's about?
This is sort of like the beginning of new love. So it's sort of like the innocent stage of a love
cycle.
This
is a good place to be.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a more, I guess, traditionally sad-sounding song, which is called, it's called Torch Song. So I'm assuming it's about unrequited love, but I'll ask you about it. Let's listen to it, and then I want to ask you about it.
Okay.
This one is going to be in Grey's Anatomy one day, I guarantee you. It's a sad ending to an episode. you've been doing this for a while, a couple of years now, and you've had some pretty amazing experiences and successes. You've toured with Ray LaMontagne and Willie Nelson. I got to ask you about Willie Nelson, because I've heard a lot of rumors about what it's like to be on that bus, you know, fueled by vegetable oil. And there's some things that go on inside the bus. Did you ever get to go on the bus? On the Willie Nelson bus?
You know what? I didn't do that.
You didn't. I guess.
Like, I could have been one of those people who knocked on the bus door, and they probably would have let me on, and I could have hung out. I just felt weird doing that. I don't know. I think I was shy about it.
Swimming in your parking lot. I'm singing in.
I want to get a sense of where you think you're headed as an artist. You're obviously a singer-songwriter. Where do you see your next move?
I'd love to make an album of duet love songs.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
I hope not heartbreakers, though, Priscilla. You don't want to depress everybody.
Right. No, there'll be some uplifting ones. Some ooh-la-las in there. So I have no idea where I'll be 5 years from today, but I'm looking forward to whatever that is.
That singer-songwriter Priscilla Ahn, her new record is called When You Grow Up. It was released earlier this month. Priscilla, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I